The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustace Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustace family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good afternoon, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley, and welcome to Christburg Arena here on the campus of Norwich University at Northfield, Vermont, where this afternoon it'll be the 18th version of the Prime Link Great Northern Shootout, a great way to spend your day after Thanksgiving. This is your turkey treat from the Panthers, and today they're going to be facing off against the Plattsburgh Cardinals. My name is Kim Lower, and I'll be broadcasting you all of the action from this afternoon's contest. The Panthers came into the game off of a relatively good weekend, dispatching of Colby 4-0 on Friday night in a total team, or excuse me, Saturday night on in a total team victory, and then unfortunately gathering a 4-1 lead against Bowdoin and then seeing it slip away, but still coming away with a 4-4 tie against the Polar Bears. But tonight they're going to see an entirely different squad here. The Plattsburgh State Cardinals come in at a record of 6-0 under the tutelage of Bob Emery, and they've got some big guns, some big scores, so the Panthers are going to need to be on their game. You're listening right now to the LaBerge Insurance pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Remember at Foster Motors, at Foster Motors, we care.
It's the Black Friday Blockbuster Sales Event at Foster Motors. This month, Foster Motors is going to give you employee pricing on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock, combined with 0% for 75 months on many models, plus huge rebates. Make this the best month of the year. You pay what Foster Motors employees pay. 0% for 75 months available on many 2015 models. Other great rates also available with approved credit. Call Foster Motors at 388-9961 or visit fostermotors.com for more details. Don't miss the Black Friday Blockbuster Sales Event going on now at Foster Motors. Hurry up and check out their inventory online at fostermotors.com or visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Foster Motors! Yeah!
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Kreisberg Arena, the 18th annual Prime Link Great Northern Shootout, probably the premier Division III ice hockey tournament in the country. Tonight, the first game hits our Middlebury Panthers against the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. And in the nightcap, it's going to be the host Norwich Cadets facing off against the Connecticut College Camels. You're listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. As I said, Middlebury came off of a relatively good weekend last weekend. First two games under the tutelage of Neil Sinclair, coming back after a 12-year absence to Williams with 10 down at Skidmore. And Neil had the boys working out very well on Saturday. On Sunday, they started off like a house of fire, four first-period goals en route to a 4-1 lead, but they saw that slip away as the game progressed. So I'm sure there's going to be some changes. I suspect that Neil and his assistant coach, Brad Schuler, are going to have the boys ready for this game. The starting lineup for Middlebury this evening will be a little bit of a change from the last game. Up front is going to be number 29, Evan Newgold, the captain. He is a senior, as I said. He's going to be starting on the season. Evan's three assists and no goals. On his left side, it's going to be Vinny Visconti, a sophomore from Montreal, Quebec. He comes into the game with two goals, one of them a magnificent shorthanded unassisted attempt against Colby on Saturday night. And on the right side, it's going to be Jake Charles. Jake comes in with one goal and no assists on the season. He is a senior from West Vancouver, British Columbia. So, again, it's going to be Evan Newgold, the captain, centering up. And on the left side, Vinny Visconti. On the right side, Jake Charles. For the Panthers, their top defensive combination is Andrew Neary. He's a junior. He'll be on left defense. He's from Milton, Massachusetts, and for his defensive mate, it's going to be Ron Fishman, a senior from Roslyn, New York. And the intern of the Igloo for the Panthers this evening is going to be Stephen Klein. He comes in with a record of one victory and one tie in the two games the Panthers have had thus far this season, a 93.4 saves percentage, and a 1.92 goals against average. He is from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and that shutout against Colby, the fourth shutout for the sophomore in his brief Middlebury career. So, Panther fans, looking forward to what he's going to be able to do for Middlebury coming up this season. For the opponent this evening, the Plattsburgh State Cardinals, under the tutelage of Bob Emery, they're going to be starting off center with Michael Radisa. He is a senior from Clarendon, Ontario, comes into the game with one goal, two assists for a total of 3 points. On the left side, he's going to have left winger number 10, Kyle Hall from Anabastia, Saskatchewan. He comes in after six games with two goals and assists for a total of 3 points. And on the right side, he's going to be the top scorer for the Cardinals. And that is Kevin Emmerling. He comes in with an amazing total of seven goals in six games, one assist for a total of 8 points. He's from Northbridge, Massachusetts, and he is a senior. On the defense, it's going to be Ayrton Valente from Woodbridge, Ontario. He's a sophomore, two goals, four assists for a total of 6 points. And his defensive mate is going to be Anthony Calabrese, the senior from Bridgeton, New Jersey. Calabrese and Valente on the defense. And in that, the intern of the Igloo for the Cardinals is going to be Brady Rouleau. Brady is a junior from Fort McLeod, Alberta. He comes in this year with a record of two victories and no defeats, a 9.5 95.2 safes percent. And as I said, he is from McLeod, Fort McLeod, Alberta. So his starting lineup's being announced right now, so we are getting very close to the start of this contest. Middlebury will be defending the net down to my right, so the Panthers will be skating from right to left on the radio dial. The Cardinals, you're skating from left to right on your radio dial. You're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Green Mountain Shoe and Apparel has you covered for Black Friday. 20% off all in-stock merchandise. Yes, I said 20% off all in-stock merchandise. From work boots by Red Wing and Chippewa. Winter boots from Sorrel, Columbia, Boggs, Kamek, and more. Slippers from Minnetonka, Acorn, and Old Friend. Warm socks from Darn Tough, Smart Wool, and Wigwam. Clothing from Woolrich, Carhartt, and Hanes. And clogs from Dansko and Sunita. It's 20% off in-stock merchandise on Black Friday at Green Mountain Shoe and Apparel. 1 Main Street in Bristol and the Hannaford Plaza in Middlebury. Green Mountain Shoe and Apparel.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kreisberg Arena, it's Middlebury College Panthers and the Plattsburgh State Cardinals in round one of the 18th annual Prime League Tournament. The Panthers come in with a record of 1 victory and 1 tie. The Plattsburgh Cardinals, on the other hand, come in with a record of 6 victories and no defeats. And on the season, currently Plattsburgh State ranked number 2 nationally, just behind Trinity College. So the Cardinals, number 2 in the country. The Panthers will definitely have their hands full this afternoon. And we've talked throughout the beginning of this season regarding the 4 keys to success. And the Panthers are going to need to make sure they're on top for all of those today. First, they've got to move their feet. Second, they need to bury their chances when they get them. Third, they need to block shots. And fourth, they need to stay out of the penalty box. And Plattsburgh State is known to be a rough team. Middlebury needs to make sure that they keep their wits about them, stay calm and collected, don't take foolish penalties. Blocking the shots, they've done a great job of that throughout the first 2 games of the season. Moving their feet, the first game was perfect for Middlebury against Colby. The second game, about that third and second period also, it looked like the boys ran out of just a little bit of gas. And bearing your chances, Middlebury's done a fairly decent job of that so far, so we'll hope they continue that. The team out there, giving Steve Klein the final words of encouragement. We're right above the Middlebury bench here at Plattsburgh. So, as I say, Middlebury's going to be skating from right to left. And they're sending out on the opening line of Vinny Visconti, Evan Newgold, and Jake Charles. They're going to be going down against Paul, Radisa, and Emmerling. A good crowd on hand tonight for the opening game of the Prime League Tournament. It's 7 o'clock this evening. It's going to be Norwich against Connecticut College. Taylor Greasy coming getting ready, along with Rapisa. Rapisa against New Gold, and they're ready to drop the puck again. Rapisa wins the draw back. Westbrook shoots it in on the far side, stopped at the blue line. Panthers turn it around over the line. Just come to his shot. Nice blocker save off of Rouleau. In the corner, New Gold. Try to center it out in front. Not much going there. Jake Charles steps into it. Gets it to New Gold. New Gold on the far side. Cycling down low. Valenti picks it up for the Cardinals. Tries to get it out, and they do. In front of their own bench at center ice. At the blue line, stopped by Middlebury. Turning the attack, Jake Charles. Over the Plasker line. Shot blocked. Rebound in front. The score! Jake Charles! Jake Charles with some great effort. He split the Plasker defense like a cord of wood and puts it in for the Panthers. Just 39 seconds into the contest, Jake Charles gives Middlebury an early 1-0 lead. Wow. Big turnover in the neutral ice zone as the Panthers pressed the attack. But it was Charles who followed up, went in on goal, made the shot, the initial save by Rouleau, but he followed up and was able to pot his own rebound. So now the Cardinals find themselves down by one, but here they come back in the Middlebury zone. Right side, going deep into the corner. Assist go on that Middlebury goal to number 14, Ron Fishman. So it's Middlebury off the stick of Jake Charles, leading by a score of 1-0. And the Panthers finally able to grab the puck in their own zone. They send it down. Real Sinclair gets a nice line change there, sending out on the ice Dogan and Doherty. And Panthers trying to get something going here at center ice. Stop. Nice follow-up by McClellan as he dumps into the Plattsburgh zone. Quickly, Najjar in there for the Panthers. Shot from a bad angle. Good save by Rouleau as the Panthers have got a lot of zip in their step. Definitely moving the feet early here. 18-12 left in the first period. Middlebury on top by a score of 1-0. Shot down the ice. Klein lets it go through. He thought it was going to be icing. No such luck there. Panthers now trying to get it out. Botling inches in for the Cardinals. Panthers come away with it. Doherty in his own zone, being bothered on a good forecheck by the Cardinals, but he gets it out to McGovern. McGovern's shot just goes wide at the far post there, as Rouleau made a nice little toe save on that. 17:40 now left in the first period. Panthers doing a nice job keeping the puck in the neutral ice. Here they come in again. It's Plast. Plast over the line. Shot stopped by Rouleau. Good end-to-end action here early in the first period. Middlebury on top with an early goal, courtesy of Jake Charles at 39 seconds. Cardinals behind their own net. At center ice, they come in front of the Middlebury bench, and shot in, just caught the glass by the bench, and a stoppage in play with 17-11 now left in the first period. A face-off coming right at the center ice area in front of the Middlebury bench. Charles, Newgold, and Gisconti out for the Panthers. Countering Emmerling, Rapisa, and Hall for Embry's Cardinals. Play in the Middlebury zone, but out starts Gisconti on the left wing, down deep in the Plattsburgh zone, swept around by Rouleau. And the Cardinals able to break the center ice in a way. 2-on-1 if the Cardinals hurry. Going back though nicely for the Panthers with Spencer Cage. He takes it away and into the corner. Plattsburgh, though, intercepts. They're setting it up now at the far point. Cardinals. Shot goes wide of the Middlebury cage. Cardinals, though, control deep in the Middlebury zone. A wraparound attempt in front. Nobody there, just counting with it. Taps it out to center ice. Goes to the bench for a line change, and the Cardinals control in their own zone. Cardinals trying to get something going. Middlebury doing a nice job stopping that with 16:20, and they throw it back into the Cardinal zone. Gorman, long lead pass off ice, trying to get it in to Hess, to Lehner. turning there is slow and trying to get something going. They get it back to the point. Big shot by Ragone. Score! Plattsburgh ties it up. Ragone's shot from the corner. We'll see if he gets the credit for the goal, but the Cardinals tie it up with the 4:05 mark, and we are knotted at one. Nice shot from the right point by Ragone. We'll see if he gets credit for the goal or not. Well, if it was hit by someone in front, in either event, the first shot by the Cardinals in the game results in a goal, and we are tied at one. So let's see now how the Panthers respond. Out there for Middlebury, Greenwald, he throws it into the Cardinals zone. Out there with Najjar and McClellan. Panthers steal the puck, throw it to an open wing, nobody there. Back there for it, McClellan now, behind the Plattsburgh net. Good action on both ends of the ice. We'll see what happens. Cardinals, they'll clear it out to center ice. Panthers are back there for it. They're having to be forced now to go all the way back into their own zone. Plattsburgh looks like they'd like a line change, and it's McClellan with a full head of steam, left side. Shot, that's going to go out of play. And into the netting, and a stoppage in play with 15:13. All right, the official scoring on the Plattsburgh goal is going to be going to Nick Begler, and he is going to be assisted by number 21, and that is Dylan Fox. So if Fox assisting, and Begler with the goal, the time 4:05. Play at center ice after a face-off in the Cardinal zone. And Middlebury controls, throws it into the Cardinal end of the ice. 14:48 left, first period. Middlebury trying to regain a little bit of momentum. They had it their way early in the game, but now the Cardinals have regrouped a little bit and certainly playing much better. Cardinals now left side over the Middlebury zone. Have a man in front looking for a wraparound attempt. They do. It's in front. Klein makes one save, two saves, and finally hangs on for the faceoff as he was on the far side of the post there, which is a good thing because the Cardinals almost were able to wrap it around. But stoppage in play, and we'll reset this time coming left side of the Panther net line. Middlebury sending out Gauquin and Doherty. They throw it down the ice. Charles comes back. No icing there. So the Panthers see if they can hem the Cardinals in. Cardinals, nope, able to break through, and at center ice they come. Over the Middlebury line. Shot. Klein makes the save. Good shot. Coming off the stick of Michael Ragusa as he broke in on the left side at the 14:05. A stoppage in play and another faceoff. This time coming to the right of Stephen Klein, the sophomore from Saskatchewan. Panthers bring it back behind their own net. Doherty up to Gauguin, up to Visconti. Ahead to Newgold, center ice, Newgold in over the line. Shot! Score! They have Doherty off of the stick of Evan Newgold, and Vinny Visconti gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead. A blazer laser from the left point. Wow. Doherty, a great goal coming at the 6:06 mark of the first period. And for Doherty, that would be his first goal of the session, or the season, rather. But what a great shot. Far side, Rouleau. Not much of a chance to pick that one up as it was a blazer laser. Cardinals in front of Middlebury, not able to get anything going. Cardinals come in, shot in front, Panthers able to clear the puck aside. they're giving the goal to Vinny Gisconti, but that's not right. The goal was not. It came clearly off the stick of Doherty. So I don't know what the why they're saying it was number 18. Gisconti should have certainly gotten the assist, but not the goal. But we'll wait. And right now, it's Gisconti with the goal, but Doherty took the shot. Strange things happen in college hockey. Flip shot into the center ice area. Panthers trying to chase it down. It's Greg Conrad seeing his first action of the afternoon. Flips the puck now into the Panther zone. Stollard back to the point. Calabrese, his wrist shot from the right point. Stop and the stoppage in play. 12:39 remaining in the first period. Middlebury 2, Plattsburgh 1. Middlebury started off very quickly at the 39-second mark. Jake Charles from Fishman. And then Plattsburgh tied it up at the 405 mark. And Doherty and Visconti, whomever you choose to believe, able to give the Panthers a 2-1 lead. From the faceoff, a backhand shot from the right side, stopped by Stephen Klein. Panthers set against the Cardinals. Stollard, Felicia, and Gorman out for the Cardinals. They can't control the puck. In fact, come the Panthers at center ice. Faldy throws it in for Zach Haggerty. Plattsburgh zone. He's held. Gives up the puck. Cardinals able to flip it high in the air, and down the ice it goes. At their fourth, Gauguin to Doherty. Back to Faldy. Faldy ahead to Haggerty in front of the Middlebury bench. I've taken off the puck by Calabrese. He's trying to turn the attack. Stop it, Sennheiser. Back from the Panthers. 2-on-1. Drop pass to Najjar. Najjar out there with Greenwald. They weren't able to get in close, and the Cardinals take it aside. 11:48 now left in the first period. Middlebury 2, Plattsburgh State 1. Back to the point. Fishman the shot. Good save by Lulo. Puck comes out to center ice. Fishman back for it again. Far side to Neary. He wraps it into the Cardinal zone. Panthers looking for a line change. Greenwald, McClellan, and Najjar are still on the ice. Nice job of forechecking to keep the pressure in the Cardinal zone. Greenwald in the corner, down on the puck, comes loose. Middlebury still controls. Najjar, far corner, round behind the net, back to Neary, left point. Down low to Najjar. Najjar, Greenwald can't do much with it, and the Cardinals finally able to flip it to center ice. Knocked down. Greenwald turns the attack again. Middlebury gasped, but one more time they come over the line. Najjar, shot blocked into the defense, goes after his own rebound, goes to the corner. Middlebury doing a nice job getting a partial line change. Now it looks like the boys are going to come up over here, and yep, the final part of the line change gets taken care of. Jake Charles steps on the ice. Cardinals now. Still hemmed in their own zone. 10:36 remaining. Try to get out against Charles. He jumps up, able to bat it down, but it does come loose into the center ice area. Turning around, Gisconti. A new goal around behind the Plattsburgh net. Charles, big hit there in the corner. Cardinals able to control, but not out. And finally, it does just chip out over the center ice area. Cardinals grab a hold of it. They send it down the ice where it's picked off by Romoff for the Panthers. Romoff behind his own net. With Gisconti. Good. Fast pace of the game so far for both squads. Spencer Cage now. Advances the puck to Conrad. Left side over the Cardinal zone. Drops to Charles in. On a nice return pass to Conrad, but that didn't quite click in the Cardinals' control. It's a center ice area. Here they come. 2-on-2 if they hurry. Belger over the Middlebury line. Shot high off the boards and behind Stephen Klein. Shot in from a bad angle, and Klein scores himself to the shooter. Holds on for the save. 9:31 now remaining in the first period. Middlebury on top by a score of 2-1. Jake Charles starts the scoring parade for the Panthers at the 39-second mark. And Doherty and Gisconti at 6:06 give the Panthers their current lead 2-1. Doherty dumped in the Middlebury zone. Panthers send it down the ice. No icing on the call. Panthers catch an ice break there, able to get an orderly line change. And with 9:10 left in the first period, Panthers doing some nice forechecking there. McGovern has got Westford all tied up in their own zone. Stepping in is Travis Stevens. Good forechecking by the Panthers, keeping the Cardinals at bay. Finally, the hearing is from the Cardinals now. Foreman over the Middlebury line. Good head of steam. Goes to the corner. Shot. Hits the pipes on the outside. Bounces into the corner. Stevens. Along with Gogan. Finally, they get out to center ice area. Nothing going there in Cardinals. Just content to throw it in the Middlebury zone. Line change for Bob Emery's Cardinals. Panthers. Shoot the puck in front. Falby almost has a chance there as it was on the errant rebound off a long shot in by the Panthers, and Falby almost found himself in the blue ice area with nobody there in front of him except the goal line. Cardinals send it to center ice. Burns all the way down deep into the Middlebury zone where Fishman has it. Fishman stopped at the fence in front. Shot, score! The Cardinals take advantage of a Middlebury miscue, and I think it's going to be Jesse Mayer that has tied the game up. That goal coming at the 11:54 mark. It should be Mayer picking it up off of a defensive turnover in the Middlebury zone, and the Cardinals will make the Panthers pay. Good pace to the action here. Shots on goal right now favoring the Cardinals by a margin of 6-9. We'll see if it picks up an assist other than Mayer on the goal. So it's all. Assist on that one go to Matt Quilty for the Cardinals as well. So it's there from Quilty. Panthers in the Cardinals zone. Not anything there. And Cardinals coming in over the line. And Panthers not able to take the puck away. Into the corner goes Fishman. The Greenwald. Trying to get it out. A little bit slow and methodically. They seem to do okay. Nice job there by Neary getting at the center ice, getting some fresh legs on the ice for the Panthers. Neary with it one more time. New forward combination out there for the Panthers. Gisconti, New Golden, Charles. They throw it into the Cardinal zone. Cardinals, however, intercept. Throw it back deep into the Middlebury zone. Spencer Cage takes a big check in the corner. Cardinals come away with it, try to send it back to the point. They do, but taken away by the Panthers. Over the line. New goal. With the puck, trying to bring it in front. That Charles near the net is not able to get it to him. It goes past the center ice, picked up by Romov. Romov up to Cage, left side into the Cardinals zone to Gisconti. Gisconti dumped, Cardinals control, high flip shot, center ice into the Middlebury zone. Far side, stopping there, Gorman, waiting for his teammates to catch up. Around the boards, to Belishta. Back to Calabrese, shot, and into the netting. Klein, that went through a maze of legs there. Klein lucky to see that. Able to stick it aside and a stoppage in play. 6:05 remaining in the first period. Middlebury 2, Plattsburgh 2. Panthers going out in front twice. Cardinals answering each time. Calabrese back left point looking for the draw. He's got it. Calabrese waits. Flip shot blocked by the Panthers. They go to the corner. It's going to be Golden. He can't clear it out against Calabrese. Here comes the blast. Calabrese shot, rebound, score! The Cardinals take the lead. Calabrese's shot from the corner. Rebound comes out. We'll have to see who gets the goal for the Cardinals. But it's at the 14:09 mark. The Cardinals have forged their first lead of the game. Calabrese, a great blast from the corner. Just his sixth assist for the season, but a great one as Klein not able to make the save to amaze the legs. Panthers trying to keep the puck alive. That goal actually is being credited to Stollard for the Cardinals. And another assist going on the play to number 11, Connor Gorman. So it's the goal going to Stoddard and the assist going to Calabrese and Gorman. Play in the center ice area. Shot deep into the Middlebury zone. Back to the court, Matt Doherty. Panthers had some early leads in the game, but right now they find themselves down. But it's Haggerty breaking out a goal shot. Haggerty was able to pick up the puck at the blue line, skated in, but shot the puck high from the corner. Middlebury controls Greenwald. Going to the corner against with Haggerty now. Puck shot out to center ice, picked up by Greenwald. Greenwald in front of his own bench. Ahead to Najar, who throws it into the Plattsburgh zone, 4:28 now left in the first period. Middlebury 2, Cardinals 3. Cardinals finally able to break free, only to have Middlebury intercept it and throw it to the far side in their own Plattsburgh zone. One more time, it looks like Taft now, able to shoot it down the ice. Plattsburgh wants a line change, they're going to get it. Middlebury, let's see what they can do as they come over the line with McClellan. With Najar. They're stopped. Cardinals break at center ice. 3-on-2 over the Middlebury line. Drop pass. In front. Shot. Just goes wide. The Cardinals set that one up beautifully. Just not able to quite take advantage of his Begler's shot went wide. Cardinals continue to control the Middlebury zone. Begler one more time. Shot. Blocked at the defense off the stick of Greenwald. Cardinals still control. Middlebury just needs to get out of the zone. Finally, Greenwald grabs a hold of it, takes a harmless little flip shot down the ice. He's going to force Rollo to make the save, and Middlebury, more importantly, gets a line change with 3:20 now left in the first period. Panthers back on their heels a little bit here. Down by a score of 3-2 to the Cardinals. Right in the Cardinals zone, Jake Charles. Along with Newbold, digging for the puck. Picked off by Romoff. Romoff can't keep it alive for the Panthers, and back skates Stallard. Stallard's shot, that's going to go way high and into the netting behind Stephen Klein. And with that, a faceoff coming with 2:51 left in the first period. Middlebury raced out to an early lead at just 39 seconds when Jake Charles added the first goal of the tournament for the Panthers. But since then, it's been a dog and cat fight back and forth. Plattsburgh tying it up at 4:05. Middlebury racing a 2-1 lead. Off the stick of Giscotti and Doherty at the 6:06 mark, but then two straight Plattsburgh goals, one at 11:54 by Mayer and one at 14:09 by Stoddard, or Stallard, rather, have proved the margin thus far in the game. Cardinals in the Middlebury zone. Panthers having some difficulty getting it out right now. Shot. Klein watches it go over his head and rebounds all the way back down the ice where Emmerling has it for the Cardinals in his own zone. To center ice, Gogan stops at the blue line. Cardinals go to center ice and they regroup. One more time they come over the line, stopped one more time by the Panthers' Gogan. In front of the Cardinal bench, right side, waiting for some teammates to catch up, throws it around the boards, picked up by Conrad. Conrad from Middlebury, nothing going there, and back come the Cardinals. Emmerling, long shot from center ice, blocked by the Panther defense. Bob Emery, though, getting a line change. The Panthers still hemmed in their own zone. Doherty shoots the puck down the ice. That should be icing, and Middlebury is not going to be able to get that line change that they're looking for. As the faceoff comes all the way back to the left side, he's fine. 1:55 left in the first period. Plattsburgh State 3, Middlebury 2. very fast-paced action here. Both teams skating their hearts out here at the opening round of the 18th annual five-link Great Northern Shootout. Second game tonight, Connecticut State against Coast Norwich Cadets. And that should be a fine contest, too. But right now, Middlebury's got some business to take care of here as we approach just 1 minute now left in the first period. The Panthers down by one. Here they come at center ice. McGovern trying to get into the Plattsburgh zone on the right side. He does. Puck stop. Stevens back to the point. Fishman the shot. Just goes wide as Fishman's drive almost caught the net. Cardinals pick it up. Center ice. Felder grabs it into the Middlebury zone. Around the horns it goes. It's off by Greenwald. For the Panthers, to Neary, ahead to Greenwald. Left side over the Cardinal zone. Leap shot comes in from the side. Stick to side easily. McClellan can't keep it in for the Panthers. Cardinals over the Middlebury line. Less than a minute to play now in the first period. In front, Cardinals on the right side. Flip it in from the point. Panthers pick it up. If they hurry, they've got a man in behind the defense. Can't get the puck, and it's left back into the Middlebury zone with 40 seconds left in the first period. Felder in front shot. Blocked at the Middlebury defense. The Panthers guilty of running around now. They've been not doing a good job of clearing the puck from in front. A whistle on the play, and it's going to be going to be offside as the referee, Paul Bowe, makes the call. 22.9 seconds left, and a faceoff just outside the Middlebury blue line. Middlebury and Plattsburgh will face each other one more time this year. That coming during the regular season. Plattsburgh coming to town on January the 15th for a 7 o'clock start at Penn Arena. Plattsburgh wraps the puck into the Middlebury zone. Cage with it. Cage up to New goal. Cross ice over the line drop pass shot. Nice job there. Cameron Romoff took a big blast. Nicer save by Rolo into the corner. 1 second left, and this should do it. There goes the horn. And the first period is over. Middlebury raced out to a very early, very impressive 1-0 lead. But good back and forth, up and down hockey action for the period finds the Panthers down by a score of 3-2 at the end of the first 20 minutes. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Come on in to Rack and Reel, your hunting, fishing store. Bows and arrows, guns and ammo, that and so much more.
Hunting season is here, and time to enjoy your favorite sport and go for the big catch. Get over to Rack and Reel Route 7 in New Haven. Whether you're into fishing or hunting, you'll find just what you need from names you trust, like Wolverine, Johnson Wool, and more. No more need to travel anywhere else for all your hunting gear and supplies. Make it one stop, Rack and Reel, at the junction of Routes 7 and 17 in New Haven, or call them at 453-2000. This year, make it Rack and Reel.
Cause we love the outdoors just as much as you do. Come on down to Rack and Reel and we'll take care of you.
Flannel at Top Notch Resort. Dining with a warm Vermont welcome and top-notch view. Wear flannel every Wednesday, October 28th through March 30th between 5:30 and 9:30 p.m. and receive 15% off your check. Wear flannel at Flannel. Wednesday evenings only. TopNotch.com for details.
On the road, confidence is of the utmost importance, but it comes in different forms. There's the kind of confidence 300 horsepower gives you when you have to merge into speeding traffic. There's the kind optional concierge service gives you when your needs are met with the touch of a button. There's the kind you have from BMW online features, like real-time traffic information, when not being there on time just isn't an option. And perhaps, just as importantly, There's the kind you have when you arrive at your destination in the stylish BMW X3. Confidence under any condition. That's what inspired the utility and style of the new BMW X3. We only make one thing. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Special lease and finance offers available by Automaster BMW, Route 7, Shelburne, Vermont, through BMW Financial Services.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Chrysler Arena. We're after the first period of play. It's the Middlebury Panthers down by a score of 3-2 to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. And it was a game that, or excuse me, not a game, but a period that Middlebury started off with very, very quickly. And it was just at the 39-second mark that Jake Charles gave Middlebury the lead with an assist going to Ron Fishman. Valenti picks it up for the Cardinals, tries to get it out, and they do in front of their own bench at center ice. At the blue line, stopped by Middlebury, turning it back, Jake Charles over the Plattsburgh line, shot blocked, rebound in front. The score! Jake Charles! Jake Charles with some great effort. He split the Plattsburgh defense like a cord of wood and puts it in for the Panthers. Just 39 seconds into the contest, Jake Charles gives Middlebury an early 1-0 lead. That lead, though, was not very long-lived because at the 4:05 mark of the first period, it was Nick Begler and his line mate Warren Fox at 4:05, time game for the Cardinals. Turning there is slow and trying to get something going. They get it back to the point. Big shot by Ragone. Score! Plattsburgh ties it up. Ragone's shot from the corner. We'll see if he gets the credit for the goal, but the Cardinals tie it up with the 4:05 mark, and we are knotted at one. About 2 minutes and 1 second later, though, the Panthers able to regain the lead when Vinny Visconti set a pass down the left side to Matt Doherty for the Panthers. Doherty took the shot, quickly got the goal. Unfortunately, the official score says Visconti got the goal. So at this point, the goal officially stands with Visconti. However, it's Matt Doherty taking the shot, and it sounded like this. Panthers bring it back behind their own net. Doherty up to Gauguin, up to Visconti. The heads in new goal, center ice, new goal, in over the line, shot, score! Matt Doherty off of the stick of Evan Newbold, and Vinny Visconti gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead. So Doherty from Visconti is at 6:06. Things are looking pretty good for the Panthers, but things turn a little bit sour at the 11:54 mark. The Cardinals able to regain the lead one more time. It was Nair from Matt Quilty, and it went like this. All the way down deep into the Middlebury zone where Fishman has it. Fishman stops at the fence in front. Shot, score! The Cardinals take advantage of a Middlebury miscue. And I think it's going to be Jesse Nair that has tied the game up. That goal coming at the 11:54 mark. It should be Nair picking it up off of a defensive turnover in the Middlebury zone. And the Cardinals will make the Panthers pay. So at this point, game tied at the 11:54 mark of the first period, but the Cardinals were not done for the period. At 14:09, Dollard got the third Plattsburgh goal after Calabrese had a rocket from the right point. Calabrese waves. Flip shot blocked by the Panthers. They go to the corner. It's going to be Golden. You can't clear it out against Calabrese. Here comes the blast. Calabrese shot, rebound, score! The Cardinals take the lead. And that's the way the period ended. 3-4 the Cardinals, 2-4 the Panthers. Shots on goal that period. Plattsburgh with 11, Middlebury with 8. You're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey, the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Old Man Winter can bring his windy mornings, chilly evenings, and brilliant snowfall. But he can't stop us from enjoying a seasonal meal in the warmth of the Junction Restaurant. On Wednesday, December 9th, Junction's Ode to Winter Venison Dinner is at the Junction Restaurant at the Essex Resort and Spa. Beginning at 5:30, a 7-course dinner. Venison from Ledge End Farm in Middlebury with the perfect wine pairings. Chef Kyle welcomes winter using local seasonal ingredients. Call 764-1489 for reservations. EssexResortSpa.com.
The bigger Mini Countryman may not be a full tour bus, but there's enough space to fit your garage band. With available all-wheel drive, you'll be able to make it to gigs in even the most remote venues. Not to mention, it's bigger, so there's plenty of cargo space for all of the instruments. And if things go well, a groupie or two. Plus, the Mini Countryman takes care of itself with up to 3 years or 36,000 miles, no-cost maintenance standard. To learn more about rocking out in a Mini Cooper, visit miniofburlington.com. Visit miniusa.com/info for more no-cost maintenance details.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles.
Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs.
Ride one
and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Got the cars and the deals during our Black Friday Blockbuster Sales event at the number one selling Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram dealer in all of New England. This month, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, great lease specials, and a massive inventory to choose from.
Now really is the best time to upgrade your trade and get into a cool new ride with the lowest price of the year.
On America's fastest growing, most versatile, and affordable crossover, the new 2015 Dodge Journey SXT all-wheel drive for only $184 a month.
Plus, we need your old car and we'll pay top dollar for your trade regardless of the make, model, mileage, or condition. Just call, click, or visit, and we'll make getting into your cool new ride fast and easy. You can drive away today. But hurry, as our Black Friday deals end November 30th.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at GossCars.com.
Lease quote for 42 months, 10,000 miles per year, with $29.99 cash or trade equity down, plus tax on the rest to all qualified buyers. Must be in a current lease to qualify. See sales for details about our new vehicle price guarantee.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Chrysler Arena, where after the first period of play, it is Plattsburgh 3, Middlebury 2. And this is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street, Bristol, and the Group 7 in Middlebury. Just to give you a brief update initially, the couple things have changed in the scoring. Matt Doherty has indeed been given the goal, the second Panther goal. However, Evan Newgold gets the only assist and not Vinny Gizconti. So still, Gizconti is now Doherty from Newgold. And on the first Middlebury goal, it's Jake Charles. And it's Jake Charles unassisted, even though he was fed initially by Fishman for the Panthers. For the Cardinals, all of the goals do indeed remain the same. A light scoreboard on tap for the NHL today. As a matter of fact, just coming up at quarter to five, there is no update on the NHL scoreboard thus far. So at this point, we will stay and we'll bring it live to you from Plattsburgh. So it's the 18th annual Great Northern Shootout. And a rich history between Middlebury, Norwich, and Plattsburgh, winning the tournament numerous times. This year, a new team comes in, Connecticut College. Fans will remember that last year, the last several years, really, there's some team from out west that's come in to, that's been invited to come in. So we'll see what happens this year. It's the Connecticut College Camels, a NESCAC foe of Middlebury. So the Panthers will get a chance to meet the Cardinals, perhaps, depending on what happens in this game. And, of course, the game with the Cardinals, the Panthers could indeed see the Connecticut College Camels on a couple of times. I was talking a little earlier that Middlebury is going to be facing off against Plattsburgh a couple times this season, once today, of course. So let's take a quick look at the schedule coming up. Before the winter break happens, Middlebury is playing again tomorrow. The game time and opponents will be determined. And then the Panthers hit the road for the rest of December before the holiday break. They've got games on the 4th of December at Connecticut College. They've got a game then the next day on the 5th of December at Tufts. The following weekend, they take the road for the long Hamilton-Amherst trip, December 11th at Hamilton and December the 12th at Amherst. You've been listening to the NHL Scoreboard Update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. And when we come back, we'll have the start of the second period. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Santa's Workshop dropped off puzzles at Village Gifts and their buy one, get one 50% off this Friday only. Plus, this Saturday and Sunday, all plush, all sizes, from large animals to little ones, are 20% off. And check out their bargain hut, 50% off all toys. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Where do you turn for peace of mind? As life changes, you need a good lawyer. Marsh & Wagner in Middlebury can handle a variety of your legal needs. With over 30 years of experience, Marsh & Wagner provides high-quality legal representation in a caring environment. For peace of mind, call 388-4026. That's 802-388-4026 or marshandwagner.com.
Backstage Pub and Restaurant is your place to go for all of the NFL games. With specialty drink specials every game night, 75-cent wings, and a special half-pound Black Angus burger. Make Backstage Pub and Restaurant your NFL headquarters.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
All right, getting ready to start the second period of action here. Middlebury down by a score of 3-2 to the home team, the host of this tournament game, Plattsburgh Cardinals. And the puck shot briefly down into the Plattsburgh zone. Middlebury puts it in the netting and a face-off deep in the Cardinals zone. Cardinals control. Shoot it way down the ice. Klein watches it go by the red line and icing on the Cardinals with 19:42 left in the first period. Faceoff coming all the way back down to Rollo's right. Change that left. Hemmerling with Issa and Hall out along with for the Plattsburgh Cardinals. New goal to Visconti and Charles for the Panthers. It's Newgold behind the Cardinal net by the center of the front. Does no Panther there. To the corner it goes Calabrese. Being bothered there on a forecheck by the Panthers. Able to get it out to center ice and Valente. Comes with Rodice over the line shot. Nice save by Klein as he sticks it into the corner. Big check level there on Fishman. And the Cardinals took control in the Middlebury zone. Top. Kyle Hall. It's the puck trying to bring it in front. Stopped by Radisa. He's taken down. and the Middlebury Panthers able to break at center ice. Right side, Jake Charles over the line. Nice shot there by Vinny Guasconti. Once went a little wide, and the Cardinals control. Here they come at center ice, 18:40 left in the second period. Long shot from the center ice area. Good save by Stephen Klein. He holds on for a faceoff. This one coming to the left side of the Panther netminder. Middlebury raced out to an early first period lead, just 39 seconds in. Jake Charles takes the Panthers to their first goal. But it was up and back action throughout, and the Panthers, at the end of the first period, found themselves down by a goal. Let's see what happens now as the second period continues to unfold. It's the Panthers, Quast in his own zone, trying to get something going. There's Miri on the defense, and Travis Stevens now. Stevens goes in over the line, shot high off the crossbar. Taking a whack at the puck is Romoff. That goes into the netting. We have a stoppage in play now with 18-12. Fresh light is not for the Panthers. Greenwald, McClellan, and Najar. Back on the fence. 40. And Terry Duncan. And now the faceoff coming outside of Plattsburgh blue line. And it's Plattsburgh controlling. Pass. Stop. Back comes Middlebury. Shot high over the net by Cesar. High left off the glass into the corner. Back come the Cardinals. It's center ice. Over the Middlebury line. Big check there as number 11, Connor Gorman, was dumped by the Panthers. And Middlebury breaks free at center ice. Over the line, the Panthers come in. And goal shot. Good save as Matt Doherty went end-to-end with that one, but not able to finish it off as Brady Rolo makes the save, and it's 17-37. This face-off this time will be in the Cardinals zone. Quast, Baldy, and Haggerty out for the Panthers. Logan and Doherty on the defense. Panthers, mainly won by Baldy. Can't control the play, though, and back come the Cardinals at center ice. Over the Middlebury line, left side, shot, 55 by Klein. And behind the Middlebury net, picked up by Owens. That's the point, Owens. Feathers it down, put Quilty behind the Middlebury net. Cycling it down low, Panthers trying to take the puck away. They do. They should be able to clear on the far side. They do. It's through one wave. Plattsburgh defenders, the Baldy not able to break over the blue line, and back from the Cardinals. Over the Middlebury line, right side, backhand shot. There's Hunnicky through the crease area. Quilty took the shot. Back from the Panthers, Haggerty. Over the blue line, his shot blocked at the defense off the stick of Hermans. Middlebury keeps the play alive in the Cardinals zone, 16:39 left now in the second period. Cardinals finally able to break free, but only if go to far center ice, where Cage turns the play for the Panthers. Off to Charles. Over the line. Drop pass. Drop, unfortunately. No one back at home on the point, and the Panthers back in their own net. And no one's out there. Cage with it. Stop. We're going to Plattsburgh. Shot comes in. Steve Klein, nice stop there as he grabs that one just like an apple off a tree and holds on for a faceoff. 16:07 left in the second period. Plattsburgh 3, Middlebury 2. Faceoff to the right side. Dylan Fox going down. Nope, he's going to get the feet out of the faceoff circle. And now it's going to be Kyle Hall going down for the faceoff. Again, 7, new goal. Fox wins it. That's the point to Herman. To Emmerling. Emmerling looking to get in front. Shot. Blocked at the defense, but not out. Finally, Middlebury does block the shot. Nicely done there by the body of Travis Stevens. And the puck is down into the Plattsburgh zone. Panthers trying to get some attack going here. So far, no shots on goal at all this period. As we approach 15 minutes and 40 seconds now left. Cardinals in the Middlebury zone. Emerlin can't keep it in. Taft goes back to the Cardinals. Leo Sinclair gets some fresh legs out there. Taft wheels behind his own net. At center ice, Fox goes into the Middlebury zone after Neary for the puck behind Twine. Panthers control at center ice. Here they go. Breaking out. Greenwald shot goes wide, chases it down, gloves it down, tries to keep them fight. He does. Shot over the top of the crossbar there off the stick of Mike Najar, and the Panthers with a little bit of pressure there now. 15:02 left in the second period. Good crowd on hand. I've been assessed. It's going to be a packed house, though, for the second game, as it will be the Berlitz Cadets at Cadets College Camels. Berlitz hosting the tournament. Next year, we'll be up at Plattsburgh, and a year from then, back home at Middlebury Stadium Arena. Sloan, 26, into the Middlebury zone. Stop. Gets the puck back again. Return pass to the teammate in the far corner. Belger, gets the puck to Fox to Belger, working low in the Middlebury zone. Finally, Fishman able to take the puck away to Doherty. Panthers flew disorganized there, and they left the puck unattended. Finally, on some second effort, it gets out to the center of the third, where Botlin has it. Taken away from him, and away comes Fishman for the Panthers. From the point shot, nice save by Brady Rolo, and he hangs on for the save. A few more shots by Bolna right now. Cardinals with 13 shots, Middlebury with 10. No goals so far as we approach 14 minutes and 14 seconds left in the second period. West, Haggerty, Capaldi out for the Panthers. After the point, shot. Romoff, no shot. Stopped and kicked aside by Rolo. Cardinals able to get something going. Very up-tempo kind of a period here today. Stopped one more time, turning around to Spencer Cage. Gets over the Cardinal line, stops. And the Cardinals control in their own zone. Going back there for it. Hall, along with Connor Dorman, long pass up ice. In the Middlebury zone, Cardinals trying to get something set up, not much going there, and the back comes Middlebury. Flash, in center ice, throws it into the Cardinal zone. Middlebury looking for line change. Valenti, though, picks it up on a quick turnaround. In on goal, shot. Line makes the save as the Panthers caught on a line change there. Fortunately for Middlebury, Cardinals not able to execute that properly, but they broke it nicely on Klein, who stood the test, makes the save. It's 13:27 now left in the second period. Plattsburgh 3, Middlebury 2. Owens and Quilty out for the Cardinals. They throw the puck into the corner. Middlebury trying to chase it down. Newgold, Visconti, and Charles. Doherty behind the net trying to pick it out of there. Newgold goes in. Cardinals keeping a lot of pressure on there. It's Quilty not giving an inch. Finally comes aside Jake Charles now in the corner. He's collapsed down by two Cardinals. Middlebury not able to get it out of their own zone. Finally, Doherty behind his own net. He's stopped. Cardinals doing a good job. Now they set it up. Back at the point. Right side. Into the corner. Quilty. Finally picked up. And the Panthers now will be able to break out through their own zone. This time he had it. He just decides to flip it in once he reaches center ice. Fresh legs out for Nielsen. Third Panthers. Cardinals. 3-on-2. If they hurry, they got Middlebury on the line change. In the Middlebury zone, trying to bring it to front. Panthers able to get back. Flip high into the center ice area and down the ice it goes. Conrad. They keep the puck into the Cardinals zone. In front shot. Grade A opportunity there for Brendan McGovern. But better save by Rolo, and the score still remains 3-2. Good job by the Panthers. Conrad. Tried to bring it up in front. Shot from a bad angle, and save made by Rolo. Some pleasantries exchanged between Patrick Hermans and Mark McClellan. Face off coming to right side of Brady Rollo. Back to the point, Neary throws it deep into the Cardinal zone. 11:50 remaining in the second period. Middlebury down by a score of 3-2. Cardinals steps into the Middlebury zone. You can hear the bodies starting to fly as there's a very quick pace to the game, but also a little bit more physical activity. Cardinals still in the Middlebury zone. They had a good opportunity as it passed out from behind the Middlebury net, but they couldn't connect. McClellan chases the puck back into the Cardinals zone along with his defender. Cardinals intercept, rip it down the far boards into the Middlebury zone. Page. Head. Over the line in the jar. Cardinals zone. Deep in the corner. Middlebury trying to dig for the puck. McClellan. And Haggerty. Cardinals break free. At their own blue line, stopped at center ice. Big turnover and offside the call. Had just delayed for just a brief second, and Paul Follaby went over the line in advance. That's going to be offside. And with 10:50, faceoff just outside the Cardinals' blue line, right down in front of us in the Middlebury bench area. So Haggerty and Follaby just miscommunicated a little bit. It's going to be Brandon Quast going down for the draw. Wins it ahead to Haggerty. He dumps it in for Quast. Quast, though, has fucked it off his stick. Cardinals control in the far corner in their own zone. To their blue line. The center ice, ridden off the puck by the Panthers. And back comes Quast. Right side. Quast. Drop pass. Follaby shot. Rebound. Haggerty can't get his stick on. Puck goes out to the center ice area. Cardinals, if they hurry, 2-on-1. Middlebury gets back, though. Stops the attack there. Puck goes into the corner. Back to the point, Gorman, for the Cardinals. Tries to send it in. Middlebury able to dump it out. That should be offside as the Cardinals brought it in, trapping three of their players and a faceoff. 10-14, good opportunity there. That line with Haggerty, Quast, and Baldy doing a very nice job that time. Almost coming up with the tying goal. Faceoff. Just outside the Middlebury blue line on the far side, right in front of Bob Emery's team. McGovern, Stevens, and Conrad out for the Panthers. Cardinals from the draw, throw it into the Middlebury zone, back there for it, third Gogan. Jake Charles out there now is the last line change for the Panthers. Visconti, his shot is out of play and a stoppage with 9:56 now left in the second period. Shots on goal, 14 for the Panthers, 14 for the Cardinals, 12 for the Panthers. Right side of Brady Rollo. Panthers not able to keep it in. Back from the Cardinals. Drop pass, shot in front, just goes wide. Mayer, Owens, and Quilty. Good job coming up the ice. Panthers now turn the attack. And it's Charles in the Plattsburgh zone. Visconti. Right in. Evan Newgold standing in the crease area. Trying to get it to him, but back from the Cardinals. Calabrese 2-on-1. Over the line. Drop pass in front. Shot. Save. Panthers clear it from in front of the net. Nice job by Klein. And man, the pass to Newgold. Newgold shot. What a huge Olay save by Brady Rollo. And good end-to-end action there as the Panthers guilty of allowing the 2-on-1 to break in very quickly. But Steve Klein backs them up. And with 9:13... stoppage in play, faceoff going. Going down for the faceoff, Brandon McGovern out there with Stevens and Conrad for the Panthers. They send it into the corner where it's going after it is Conrad. Conrad tries to get it back to the point. Stop. Now it's sent around behind the net. To the center ice area where Neary has it for the Panthers. To Conrad. Stop. And it's Fishman in zone zone. 8:44 left, second period. Long lob shot by the Panthers. They beat it in there. Stevens. In for Middlebury. Stop. determined. Into the line. Drops the pass to Kemmerling, whose shot went wide, but Middlebury fails to keep it out. In front, Kemmerling. To Sloan, cycling down low, loses an edge. Neary comes over, can't quite take the puck away. Back to Herman. His shot, and a save by Stephen Klein. On the NHL scoreboard, not too many games right now. It's going to be Chicago and Anaheim picking it up later on this afternoon. And at 7 o'clock, Carolina and Buffalo. 7 o'clock, Pittsburgh and Columbus. 7:30, the Islanders in Florida. 9 o'clock, Calgary and Arizona. And Tampa Bay and Washington kick it off at 7 o'clock this evening. So a light action for the NHL. And all of it coming, unfortunately, later. So not sure how much we'll have in the way of updates. But right now, it's the Panthers into the Plattsburgh zone. Cage was stopped. Shot back to the Middlebury end. Was picked up by Greenwald. Center ice Greenwald. Tries to weave his way into the Plattsburgh zone. Stop. Back come the Cardinals. Over the line. They got a man in front. Tried to beat it to Fox. He's got it now in the corner. Cardinals have a man in front. Panthers trying to keep the shooting lanes open. So that Klein can see back to the point. Pass. Works his way top of the slot. Block. Nice job there by Mike Najar as he blocked the shot. Cardinals grab the puck though. Throws in the Middlebury zone, but the Panthers able to take it out. Leaving it center ice. Long pass off the ice. Just a little bit too far for Mike Najar. And that will be icing on Middlebury, and they'll skate this one all the way back to the right side of Stephen Klein. 7:04 left in the second period. Plattsburgh 3, Middlebury 2. Alicia, Moorman, and Stallard out for the Cardinals, and they got the puck in the Middlebury zone. Panthers try to send it out. Gorman stops it at his left point. McClellan for Middlebury tries to get it out. And finally, just as Bounce permanently out to the center ice area, Valente back for the Cardinals. Ahead to Gorman. He tries to gain some steam to center ice. Stop. Valente with it now one more time to Stallard. Cole over the Middlebury line. Panthers not able to take the puck away. Finally, they do. But they're not able to do anything. And the Cardinals turn around. They score. So Middlebury giving up a big miscue in their own zone as they couldn't clear the puck. And with 13:39 mark, it's Plattsburgh extending their lead to 4-2. Have to see who gets credit for the goal, but it was definitely a miscue by the Panthers. Guilty of being just a little sloppy of clearing it out of their own zone. And the Cardinals make them pay and extend their lead to 4-2. Plattsburgh shoots it back in the Middlebury zone. So it's Valeska from Gorman on the Plattsburgh goal. That's from the Panthers, though. Visconti shot at the side as Jake Charles was planted himself in front of the net. It's Quilty. Over the Middlebury line, he stops. Charles lends some support. Shoots it out to the center ice area. In the Panther zone, Middlebury should be able to get out here. Cardinals looking for a line change, but the Cardinals, forechecking, presents some withering pressure, and Middlebury finally able just to get it out with 5:20 now left in the second period. 4-2, Cardinals over the Panthers. Path gains center ice, throws it cross ice into the Middlebury zone. Neary goes back for the Panthers. And finally, the puck ends up on the netting behind Steve Klein. And a whistle and a faceoff in play. 5:02 now left in the second period. Glassford 4, Middlebury 2. It's off to the left side of Klein. The Seacup, Emmerling, and Hall out for the Cardinals. Middlebury counters with McGovern, Stephen Conrad. After the point from the Cardinals, face off. It's Emmerling in the corner. The Redusa. Shot. Redusa goes to the corner. Cardinals control. Hall in the corner brings it out in front of the net. Back to the point. No one at home. Goes out to the center ice area. 4:32 now left in the second period. Bottling brings it over the Middlebury line. Shot is high. Klein does not know where it is. Goes into the corner. Finally, he gains his bearing. Fucking front shot. Klein makes the glove save. It's in the corner after that. 4:08 now. Middlebury not looking to have a whole lot of jump in their step at this point. And a delayed penalty coming up against the Panthers. The first penalty for the entire contest for either squad. Otley over the Middlebury zone. Shot off the boards. Picked up by Middlebury. No. They didn't touch it up. Finally, they do. And a stoppage in play. And so the Panther will be going to the penalty box here. And going in is going to be number 14, Ron Fishman. And he's going to get it for hooking. So Fishman going in at the 16-13 mark, hooking the call, and that will give the Cardinal power play their first opportunity on the ice. Let's see how Nielsen Third treats people on the penalty kill. Calabrese in front, Middlebury takes control of the puck. They do the right thing. They just shoot it down the ice, chewing up some valuable time on the clock. Evan Newgold on the forecheck, but it's Quilty for the Cardinals over the Middlebury line. Drops it. Edler. Edler in front. Leaves his way. Stop. Good job by the Panthers there. 1:22 left in the Middlebury penalty. Begler, behind the net, looking to center in front, back to Begler. He's got Calabrese at the point, sends it back to him, top of the slot. Here comes the drive, and sticks the side into the netting, and a stoppage in play. So Middlebury will get that fresh penalty play team out there. 1:08 left in the Middlebury penalty. 2:55 left in the second period. The only goal coming for Plattsburgh at 13:39, Valeska from Gorman. Ball gets Conrad for the Panthers. Conrad wins it. That's a period, and he wraps it around the boards and down the ice it goes. Cardinals back in their own zone, ready to wind it up. Taft with Sloan. Left side is the Middlebury zone. Sloan pinches in to keep the puck alive. Taft. Round behind the net. For Stallard, he can't keep it in. And 38 seconds now remain in the Middlebury penalty. Hall against Neary. Comes in over the line. Neary gets hauled down. No call on that. After the point. Cardinals. Bot lane. No. It's Taft. He takes the shot. Blocked. Rebound. And Stephen Klein makes a great save there with 20 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. Good job of setting it up by the Cardinals. But Stephen Klein standing tall in the net makes the save. Shots on goal, 19 for the Cardinals so far for game. 14 for the Panthers. Face off coming to the left side of Stephen Klein. Panthers able to grab control of the puck, but they can't clear it out. It's Calabrese. The Hayden. His shot goes through a maze of legs, picked up finally by Max Greenwald. Penalty's expired, but Plattsburgh still has the puck in the Middlebury zone. 1:43 left Panthers not able to clear the puck off. Cardinals continue to apply pressure. Minute and a half left in the second period. Finally, here come the Panthers. Doherty, right side. Dumps it deep into the period where it's in the zone where McClellan has it. Nijar trying to pick it up. But it's the Cardinals coming away with it. Slung. Taps it ahead. Stop. Now, of course, go back. Pick it up himself. Brendan McGovern on the forecheck. Takes the puck away. But Calabrese lends some support from the defense for the Cardinals. Able to send it around the boards where Herman has it. Herman loses the puck. To Stevens. Stevens can't do anything with it. 49 seconds now left in the second period, and up goes into the crowd, a stoppage in play, and we'll have a faceoff. 4-2, let's go over Middlebury. Scoring this period, Alexia from Gorman at 13:39, one penalty thus far. Fishman for the Panthers at 16:13, but the Panther penalty killers do a nice job. He's pulling that one off. Faceoff coming to the right side of Lumeau. Newgold, Cisconti, and Charles. He's in the faceoff, come into the corner. Can't control it, though. Just Conti. Races around, tries to keep it in. But it's the Cardinals, breaking green, coming into the Middlebury zone. Shot in on goal. But Klein squares himself up nicely and hangs on for a save. Just a little over 30 seconds now left in the second period. Faceoff comes to the left side of Stephen Klein. Ballard, Oleska, and Gorman. The combination that accounted for the fourth transfer goal out there now. Against Newgold, Cisconti, and Charles. And it's Newgold. Cisconti, his shot. Block. Newgold goes to the corner for it. The transfer jump. Cardinals. In the far corner, trying to bring it out. To center ice they come. Oleska. Over the Middlebury line. Gorman calling for the puck. Oleska takes the shot. Blocked by Neary into the corner. Picked off by Ron Fishman, and there goes the horn. And the second period is over. Only one goal in the period. That coming for the Cardinals at 13:39. Oleska from Gorman. And at the end of two periods, the Cardinals extend their lead to Middlebury by a score of 4-2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union and the Panther Radio Network.
My grandfather once said, "People who care build something that people care about. It's not an easy process, let me tell you. But if you take it one brick at a time, the result can be outstanding." Hey, everybody, it's Alan Buzz Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And my grandfather was right. You've got to build something that people care about, or it's not even worth it. Over the past year, we've gone through a lot of changes. We've restructured. We're listening to you. We're working with folks, making good deals, good honest deals, changing lives. It's a process, and it definitely takes time. At Poulin Auto Sales and Service, we're building something great, something that our customers care about, and we're inviting you to share in our success. So buy your next pre-owned car or truck at Poulin Auto Sales and Service on Shelburne Road in South Burlington or East Berry Road in Berry. Change really is good. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, changing the way you feel about buying a car.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. They're so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a True Value.
The bigger Mini Countryman may not be a full tour bus, but there's enough space to fit your garage band. With available all-wheel drive, you'll be able to make it to gigs in even the most remote venues. Not to mention, it's bigger, so there's plenty of cargo space for all of the instruments. And if things go well, a groupie or two. Plus, the Mini Countryman takes care of itself with up to 3 years or 36,000 miles, no-cost maintenance standard. To learn more about rocking out in a Mini Cooper, visit miniofburlington.com. Visit miniusa.com/info for more no-cost maintenance details.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Green Mountain Shoe and Apparel has you covered for Black Friday. 20% off all in-stock merchandise. Yes, I said 20% off all in-stock merchandise. From work boots by Red Wing and Chippewa. Winter boots from Sorrel, Columbia, Boggs, Kamek, and more. Slippers from Minnetonka, Acorn, and Old Friend. Warm socks from Darn Tough, Smart Wool, and Wigwam. Clothing from Woolrich, Carhartt, and Hanes. And clogs from Dansko and Sunita. It's 20% off in-stock merchandise on Black Friday at Green Mountain Shoe and Apparel. 1 Main Street in Bristol and the Hannaford Plaza in Middlebury. Green Mountain Shoe and Apparel.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here live at Pittsburgh Arena, Kim Lower, between the second and third periods, where the Panthers find themselves down to Plattsburgh State Cardinals by a score of 4-2. Only one score in the period, that coming for the Cardinals at the 13:39 mark. It was Valeska from Gorman, and it went like this. Cole, over the Middlebury line, Panthers, not able to take the puck away. Finally they do, but they're not able to do anything, and the Cardinals turn around, they score! So Middlebury giving up a big miscue in their own zone as they couldn't clear the puck, and with 13:39 mark, it's Plattsburgh extending their lead to 4-2. And that's the way the second period ended, just one score for the period. The first penalty of the game also picked up that period. That led to Ron Fishman at 16:13 for hooking. And for penalty killing, however, able to wither that storm. And at the end of two, we're looking at a 4-2 Plattsburgh lead over the Middlebury Panthers. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Backstage Pub and Restaurant is your place to go for all of the NFL games. With specialty drink specials every game night, 75-cent wings, and a special half-pound Black Angus burger. Make Backstage Pub and Restaurant your NFL headquarters.
Are you one of the 83% of Americans who would like to lose weight?
Join us and lose weight faster and healthier than ever before. Nutrimost isn't a forever program that just keeps going and going. It's 40 short days, and although you're guaranteed to lose at least 20 pounds, the typical woman loses 27 to 32, and the typical man 35 to 45 pounds.
Nutrimost is gaining national momentum as the most successful weight loss system ever.
Lives transform on this program. We're seeing dramatic changes in weight, attitude and outlook, health and wellness, energy level.
If you're serious about your weight and health, go to their website, NutrimostVT.com, and watch their introductory video and see and hear the local testimonials.
Call us at 802-497-3951 with any questions you have. 802-497-3951. We'd love to help.
Santa's Workshop dropped off puzzles at Village Gifts, and they're buy one, get one 50% off this Friday only. Plus, this Saturday and Sunday, all plush, all sizes, from large animals to little ones, are 20% off. And check out their bargain hut, 50% off all toys. Village Gifts, Route 15, Jericho.
Tired of having to deal with your heavy, dirty tires during seasonal changeovers? StoreYourTires.com is the answer. They'll pick up, photograph, barcode, and store your tires until you are ready for the next changeover. StoreYourTires.com, your local hassle-free tire storage solution.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single-load Wi-Fi. washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Between the second and third periods, Panthers find themselves down by a score of 4-2 to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. And this is the out-of-town Nescaq scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. A relatively light schedule in Division III hockey. Other than Middlebury and Plattsburgh, a little later on this afternoon, it'll be the Connecticut College Camels against the Norwich Cadets right here at the 5-minute shootout. Other than that, a light bit of activity. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire finds themselves at Lawrence, St. Norbert, at Buffalo State, St. Norbert, the number 8 team in the country, St. Thomas, at Oswego State, Western New England at Tufts, Rockport State at Castleton, Morrisville State at Newman, Sunny Canton at Hamilton, Rockport State at Castleton, St. John's at Utica, Bethel at Concordia, and St. Olaf's at Marion. The current standings in Division III college ice hockey, this is as of the 23rd of November, finds the Trinity Bantams from the Nescaq on top, receiving all first-place votes. They have a record of 2-0. Were previously the number one squad, and they retain that second full week of the season for the Bantams. Plattsburgh State coming in ranked number 2 in the nation, 6-0 record. Last week they were number 3. They moved up as a result of a loss by University of Wisconsin-Eaton's Point. Babson, number 3, with a perfect 6-0 record. St. Norbert, the Green Knights out of Tapir, Wisconsin, with a 7-1 record, are in the number 4 spot, making a big jump up from number 8 the week before. Number 5, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. They drop from number 2, but they find themselves solidly ensconced as number 5. Number 6, Adrian, with a 4-1-1 record. Number 7, Amherst, with a 1-0 record. Another Nescaq opponent for Middlebury. In the number 8 spot are the Norwich Cadets. They dropped from number 4 to number 8 as a result of that 4-0 loss at the hands of the Skidmore Thoroughbreds last weekend. 9 in the nation, the University of Massachusetts Boston with a perfect 6-0 record. 10, Wisconsin Eau Claire. 11, Hobart with a 5-2-1 record. William, another Nescaq Middlebury opponent, 2-0. They have the number 12 spot. Oswego State coming in with a record of 3 wins, 3 losses, and a tie. Number 15, Sunny Potsdam with a 6-1 record is number 14. And Nichols rounding out the top 15 in the nation, coming in with a record of 6-1, their first ranking in the national polls. The out-of-town Nescaq scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned farm and dairy in Weybridge. And you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Got the cars and the deals during our Black Friday Blockbuster sales event at the number one selling Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram dealer all of New England. This month, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, great lease specials, and a massive inventory to choose from.
Now really is the best time to upgrade your trade and get into a cool new ride with 2016 cars at 2015 prices.
Like the all-new 2016 Chrysler 200S midsize sedan. Designed, engineered, and imported from Detroit. Lease one today for only $189 a month.
Plus, we need your old car. We'll pay top dollar for your trade regardless of the make, model, mileage, or condition. Just call, click, or visit. We'll make getting into your cool new ride fast and easy. Easy
you can drive away today. But hurry, as our Black Friday deals end November 30th.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today. Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at GossCars.com.
Lease quoted for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year with $29.99 cash or trade equity down, plus tax on a reg to qualified buyers. Must be in a current lease to qualify. See sales for some details about our new vehicle price guarantee.
It doesn't happen by chance. Martin's Coin and Jewelry has been discovering hidden treasures for clients for over 20 years.
I went to see John Martin in South Burlington with this coin that I bought for a dollar about 40 years ago. After the analysis, he said, "Are you sitting down?"
He says, "Yes, I am." I said, "Good, because your coin's worth a little over $100,000.
The best dollar I ever spent.
Do you have hidden treasure? Call the experts at Martin's Coins for a free appraisal.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower back live here at Frightsburg Arena in Northfield, Vermont, where the Middlebury Panthers find themselves down by a score of 4-2 after 2 periods from Westminster State Cardinals. Only one goal in that second period, and that was Valeshka from Foreman. Shots on goal after the first 2 periods, 21 for the Cardinals, 14 for the Panthers in that second period. The Cardinals out shooting Middlebury by a margin of 10-6, and of course picking up the additional goal. The Panthers started off very quickly, just 39 seconds into the contest. Jake Charles takes Middlebury to an early lead, but at the end of the first 20 minutes, it was the Cardinals on top by a score of 3-2, so Middlebury not able to hold the lead. Keys to success, we always talk about those. Move your feet. Panthers have been doing a fairly decent job of that. Looks like they might be just getting a little bit tired, but we'll see what, how that plays out here as we go to the third period. Vary your chances. Middlebury has had a limited number of chances. Jake Charles did vary his very quickly. That was a great opportunity. Blocking shots. Panthers do an exceptionally good job on that. They're down on the puck. They do a great job at staying out of the penalty box. Just one period of the penalty to Ron Fishman. Not a big deal. Panthers weathered that. So overall, Middlebury just needs to move their feet a little bit more. The Cardinals, very 15 times, they seem to be getting the better of Middlebury as far as the out-of-hand rush up the ice. So let's see what happens as we play out here in the third period. Panthers will be skating with right to left on your radio dial. The second game this evening, featuring the Bulls Cadets in the Madison College Panthers. Being slow in the center ice, reduced the Hall and Emberlin going down with the new goal, Charles Johnson. The new goal goes down to Kubisha. He wins the puck back past Emberlin and into the Cardinal zone. Cardinals reduce behind their net. Look to start the play. Coming to the near side here. A flip pass to the neutral ice zone for Emmerling. Not much going there, and that's going to be icing. And with just 20 ticks off the clock, we're going to skate this one back into the Cardinal zone for a faceoff. And it's going to be just Johnson going down for the draw. Gives the draw back. New goal, he can't keep it alive, and out comes Calabrese. Shot down in the Middlebury zone, Panthers retreat. Leary and Fishman back on the defense. Turn it is Charles. Back to Leary behind him. He needs to regroup one more time. Over to Fishman. Kyle Hall for the Cardinals doing some forechecking. Finally, Visconti gets it, able to gain center ice, wraps it down the ice, and behind netminder Rouleau, and the Cardinals start at the center ice, stopped by Middlebury. Panthers grab a hold of the puck. Conrad shoots into the cargo zone. And McGovern, cross ice pass, head it in front, no Panther there. Back come the Cardinals, 4-on-2, over the Middlebury line. Hermans, stop, Panthers able to finally get back, and that opportunity wasted by the Cardinals. Stevens throws a long, lazy shot in on net, but it's wrapped up, it's stopped by Rollo for a stoppage in play, so Bob Emery gets some fresh legs out there. 18:32 left in the game. Plattsburgh State 4, Middlebury 2. Greenwald, McClellan, and Najjar. Flaherty and Gogas for the defense for the Panthers setup. McClellan takes it to the corner, but the Cardinals able to bring it out very quickly. And it's the Middlebury line and over. Panthers in it is a little late. Finally able to clear it, but not out. Salad shot goes wide. Middlebury guilty of looking around a little bit too much in their own defensive zone right now. That comes McClellan on the left side, trying to get in behind the defense. He does shot. Lots of saves nicely as Najjar was there to try to tip it off. Last. Najjar stops to Doherty. Sends it in to McClellan. He stops. Back from the Cardinals. Over the Middlebury line. Shot. Nice blocker save there by Klein. And he sends the troops away here at center ice to Faldy. Faldy stopped by Gorman. Mayer. Recipient of one of the Cardinals' goals. And the Middlebury zone. 17:21 now left in the second, excuse me, third period. Haggerty Panthers gets it back again. Panthers having some difficulty getting out cleanly against Plattsburgh State. They're not getting much in the way of opportunities. They're mostly chipping it out and dumping it into the Plattsburgh zone. It's the Cardinals have put a lot of pressure. They're nearly with it. Finally contentious to wrap it down the ice. It does. The new goal. New goal in on goal. Getting back nicely for the Cardinals was Valenti, and he blocks the shot before it got through to Rollo. And now it's Charles in new goal, trying to keep it alive. It's Conte, back to the point, chasing it down low is Romoff. Romoff to Charles. Right deep in the Cardinals zone. Cardinals able, though, to bring it out to center ice, stop, shot back into the Cardinals zone. 16:25 left in the third period. Plattsburgh 4, Middlebury 2. Ahead goes Emmerling over the line, shot, rebound in front. Mask came off, and if it's coming off, a stoppage in play. Don't really know how quite the mask got knocked off. He wasn't really hit. It looks like it just maybe slipped off when he went up to make the save. In any event, a stoppage in play with 16:13 now left in the third period. They top coming to the right side of the Panther net line. Line looks like he's trying to prepare to one straps, but perhaps one of those broke. It came undone. Finally able to get it together. Puts it on. Tightens up the bonnet. And he is ready to go. Recovered. Good spot. McGovern wins the faceoff back into the corner. Panthers are not able to move it against this forechecking of the Cardinals. Sloan now keeping the puck alive in the middle of the zone. Finally, on some second effort, the Panthers able to break free. Conrad, center ice on the right side, shot in front, rebound. McGovern, he had a try, and nice job there as McGovern came in when the puck jumped in front of the Plattsburgh net. Rollo makes the save, hangs on at 15:50, but a good opportunity there for the Panthers. They're down by two, and they need to get something going here. Coming on the ice, McClellan, Greenwald, and Najjar for the Panthers. No Sinclair. Lending support for the boys down on the bench. defensively for the Panthers, it's Gogan and Gordon. It's been a factor, Gogan from the draw, face off, shot from the point, goes wide. Panthers not able to keep it in the Cardinal zone. Cardinals now trying to get something going at center, stop by Doherty. Ahead to Najjar. Najjar. Gogan around on the right point. Najjar around behind the net. Najjar backhands it behind the Cardinal cage. Greenwald. The McClellan. Whistle and a stoppage in play. And a penalty coming up here. And it looks like it's going to be the Cardinals going in high sticking. This coming high sticking at the 446 mark. And number 23, that would be Bolesko. So the first opportunity for the Panther power play. Let's see if they can take advantage of it to try to narrow this gap. Down 4-2. New goal out on the faceoff. Back to Fishman on the right side. Fishman, far side to Doherty. Doherty to Fishman, top of the slot. One time to New goal. Wide. New goal gets it back. Left point. Vishetko! And then New goal steps in front of the slot. And pops it home. Middlebury claws a little closer. 4-3. That goal, power play goal coming at the 5:01 mark. And it's going to be Evan Newgold. We'll see who gets the assist. But the senior captain made no mistake about it, stepping away from the left point. And right between the dots, he fired one that eluded Brady Garolo. And Middlebury now closes the gap to 4-3. Costly penalty to Belushka. Let's see if Newgold's goal puts a spark in the Panthers. They've been a little lethargic, but they look pretty good in that brief power play. But back come the Cardinals now in the Middlebury zone. Stepping into the play is Class for Panthers in front. Finally able to clear the puck away, and out comes Haggerty. Center ice, left side, tries to get around the Flansburg defense. Newgold's goal was unassisted, and a stoppage in play, a high sticking call, and we'll see who's going to get this penalty now. It's going to be Middlebury, high stick call at the 5:31 mark, going to the penalty box, Haggerty, or high sticking. Faceoff going to be deep in the Middlebury zone to the left of Klein. Belger at the point, calling for the puck. Quilty couldn't get it to him. Right in the Middlebury corner. Back to Calabrese. Left side to Belger. Calabrese tops the slot, calling for the puck. It rolls through in front. Shot, Klein makes the save. Rebound. He can't cover it up, but Middlebury grabs a hold of it and able to clear to the center ice area. Calabrese going back against Gisconti for the puck. Calabrese with it in his own zone. 1:24 left in the Middlebury penalty. Cardinals left side into the Middlebury zone. Neary takes his man and the puck goes into the corner. Round the horn it goes to Fox. Calabrese. Calabrese walks the line, top of the slot. Dishes down low, shot in front. One time shot goes wide. Calabrese calling for it. Can't get it. 1 minute now left. Calabrese calling for the puck one more time. Cardinals shot blocked. Calabrese able to keep it in. Down low shot. Klein makes the save, sends it to the corner. Nice job by Ron Fishman. Panthers not able to clear the zone. Cardinals pretty much at will. They have 35 seconds. And finally, Middlebury able to clear it to center ice. New penalty killing squad out for the Panthers. Cardinals left side over the Middlebury line. Back in front. Sloan with the puck. Cycles back to the right point. on Porter's pass. 17 seconds left to Botlin. Botlin, back to the point. Shot, good save, Klein. One more shot, Klein hits the back of the net. Panthers not able to clear the puck. Finally, a whistle and a stoppage in play as the puck went up on the netting and not able to be discharged. So 7 seconds left in Haggerty's high sticking penalty. New goals, unassisted goal, a power play goal at 5:01 has now brought Middlebury within one. 12:36 left in the third period. Evan Newgold, that's his first goal of the season, fourth point on the campaign. Klein looking at the puck from his right side. Fires in Tamek. Herman's shot goes way wide. Penalty has expired. He's back at full strength. Middlebury controls. Greenwald. Long pass up. Ice tried to hit Najar, who was on a tear. Went behind his stick. And icing the call. And you say escape this one all the way back into Klein's neighborhood. 12:16 remaining in the third period. Blacksburg State 4, Middlebury 3. Blacksburg, right point. Shot goes wide off the drive. That's a Calabrese who's looking for the puck on the point. Doesn't get it. Greenwald for the Panthers. Trying to slow play down a little bit. Big forecheck there by the Cardinals. Finally, Greenwald able to get away, but only temporarily. And the Panthers now forced to cycle back in their zone one more time. McGovern's going to try it. Off ice, over the line, McGovern waits. Tries to feed it into McClellan. He stopped. Calabrese with it out for the Cardinals. Blacksburg, center ice. Left side over the Middlebury zone. Big check there. It is picked off now by Dogan. The new goal. He sends it down the ice. It's going to be icing. And with 11:19 now left in the game, faceoff coming back in the Middlebury zone. Shots on goal right now, 28 for the Cardinals, 19 for Middlebury. Middlebury picking up one goal, an unassisted power play goal by Evan Newgold at the 5:01 mark. Panthers flip it down the ice. Try to get Visconti on a tear, but he couldn't get the puck. Cardinals intent to flip it back into the Middlebury zone. Romoff. Middlebury gaining a little bit of skating room now. Ahead to Charles, the new goal to Visconti. Visconti's shot. Deflected into the corner. New goal goes in there for it. He's knocked down. Cardinals control. And they shoot it down the ice. This should be icing if it's got enough legs. It does. And with 10:44, a whistle. Icing on the play. And this will come all the way back to the left side of Brady Rollo, the netminder for the Cardinals from Fort McLeod. He's a junior, Fort McLeod, Alberta. Last, down for the faceoff, wins the draw back to the point, but it's the Cardinals able just to poke it out. Now they come into the Middlebury zone. And the corner goes to Hall. Cycling down low, sends it back to the point to Herman. His shot blocked. Rebound all the way back down the ice. Rendon for the Cardinals with Hall. That will be doing a nice job on the forecheck. Middlebury keeps it alive in the Cardinals zone. Neary. Not able to get anything going. Cardinals finally able to break free at center ice. Emmerling over the Middlebury line. Back pass went to no Cardinal in particular. As a matter of fact, picked up by the Panthers. And Greenwald. Stop. Cardinals. Good end-to-end action here. Keep it intact, his shot. It has Herman's back at the point. Big checks being leveled here now. Action heating up as we approach 9:30 left in the game. Middlebury down by one. Greenwald Can't get it out. Cardinals continue to control play deep in the Middlebury zone. Panthers able to finally just take it out in the center ice where Calabrese has it. Panthers looking for a line change. They got part of it done. Neary now chased back into his own zone. Fishman, long pass up ice. Nice try in the home run pass by Travis Stevens. Not able to keep control of the puck. Icing the call with 9:03 now left of the game. Plattsburgh 4, Middlebury 3. Middlebury shoots the puck down to the Plattsburgh zone. Panthers try to keep it in there, but here come the Cardinals. 3-on-2 over the Middlebury line. Drop pass, shot, rebound. Panthers able to stick it aside, but not out. Second chance opportunity for the Cardinals. Take into the corner. Calabrese back at the right point, falling for the puck. Half behind the Middlebury net. To Calabrese. Guilty. In front, had a good opportunity to Owens, his shot though. That's why, guilty. Not able to keep it in. Plattsburgh though. Grabs a hold of it. Off a Middlebury turnover and shoots it back into the Middlebury zone with 8 minutes now left in the game. Middlebury skating well. Just not getting much in the way of opportunities as the defense for the Cardinals really shutting them down quite nicely so far. New goal. Back to the point of the Cardinals' own shot. Block. Cardinals pick it up. And away comes Ballard. Ballard's shot. Nice save by Klein. Goes into the corner with Ballard has it again against New goal. In the Middlebury zone. Deep in the corner. Players jostling for position on it. Koleska. Can't keep it in. And the Jar has. Jar turns it over to center ice. Cardinals make them pay. Get right back in the Middlebury zone. Here we come one more time. Romov. Ahead to Gisconti. Around the boards. To Flask. To Charles. Looks to send in front. He got his goal! Jake Charles severs it in front. And I think maybe Vinny Gisconti will pick up the puck. But it'll be Charles and Gisconti combining, and the Panthers tie it up at the 13-minute mark by a score of 4-4. Beautiful play by Charles after he was set up by Vinicius-Conti. And the Panthers making sure they're taking advantage of their opportunities. They have not had very many, but they've been burying their chances. Two third-period goals have brought the Panthers back to a 4 the four tie. 7 minutes now left in the contest. And from the faceoff, Middlebury sends the puck back into the Cardinal zone. And they actually are giving that goal to Gisconti again. He says Charles. Clearly it was Charles that took the shot, so I'm sure that will get changed. So now Gisconti's got been the recipient of two Panther goals this afternoon. On that first goal for the Panthers, Doherty goal, he was originally credited with that. So the Middlebury Panthers out in any of that tied up at 4, and they shoot the puck down into the Cardinal zone. Balvey. He's alive in front, shot just off the crossbar. Balvey says it was a goal, no light came on. It looked like Balvey might have scored there, but nothing, no goal, and it comes down for a icing call. Balvey is saying that it went in the net. We'll see what happens. Neil Sinclair sending Evan Newgold out. Evan says he wants to talk to the referee. Dugald chasing down the referee saying, I think that was a goal, but we'll see. I don't think Dugald's going to win that argument. That looks like that's a lost cause. They dropped the puck, and it is indeed a lost cause. So nothing going for the Panthers there. A great opportunity by Baldy, but no goal. 6 minutes left. Cardinals and Panthers tied at 4. Up ice to Greenwald. Races into the Plattsburgh zone. Along with Desjard. McClellan goes to the corner. Panthers trying to dig it out. They do. Unfortunately, goes between the defenseman at the post at the point. And Neary. Back in his own zone. To Greenwald. Ahead to McClellan. McClellan tries to rag the puck in. Around the board to Najjar. Najjar. To McGovern. Stop. Plattsburgh. On the Middlebury line change. Over the Middlebury line. They score! Panthers give up the fifth goal on a line change. That one coming at the 14:48 mark. Didn't see who got the goal, but Middlebury on the line saying, odd man advantage, the Cardinals make them pay for it, and with just 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game, the Panthers down now by a score of 5-4. Let's see how the Panthers respond to this. Ballard over the Middlebury line. Cardinals looking to put this one away. 4:50 now. In front. Back between the Plattsburgh defensemen. And down there as it goes. Quilty being credited with the goal. Owens with an assist as well as pass. So the fifth Plattsburgh goal. Quilty from Owens and pass. 4:19 left. Shot on goal from the long range by the Panthers. Cardinals control in their own zone. Middlebury picks that off. Sends it back to Page behind the Plattsburgh net. Around to Kyle Hall. In the Middlebury line. Hall behind the net. Cardinals control and play in the Middlebury zone. New goal can't get it out. In front, Panthers catch a bit of a break as Plattsburgh's Eric Kasten is bopping back to center ice. And Middlebury picking that one off with a high stick. Everybody here telling Cameron Romoff you can't do that. Faceoff coming back into the Middlebury zone. 3:37 left in the third period. Middlebury has stepped back into this one, erasing a 4-2 deficit. Goals by Dugald and Charles. The Plattsburgh coming up with his last goal now leads by a score of 5-4, and time is running out for the Panthers. 3:30 left in the game. Plass throws it right side into the Plattsburgh zone. Middlebury not able to keep it alive there. Regroup to center ice. It's Falvey and Plass. Haggerty is the trailer. Panthers can't keep alive, and that comes. Felger over the Middlebury line, toe drive, shot, high into the netting it goes, and a faceoff. 3:02 now in the contest. Faceoff coming to the right side of Klein. Goals by Newbold and Charles. Earlier in this third period, brought the Panthers back to a 4-4 tie, but Quilty's goal, just a minute 48 after Charles had tied it up, has now given the Cardinals a 5-4 lead. And it's Middlebury now trying to bring it out. They do, but the Cardinals intercept the puck at center ice and throw it right back in the Middlebury zone. Panthers need to get some sustained drive going here. Puck goes into the crowd. There's going to be a face-off in the Middlebury zone. 2:46 left in the contest. From the face-off, Golden. Up for McClellan. Try to relay it to Doherty. He goes into the corner. Around the boards it goes. Gogan. Trying to pinch in. Can't get there, but it's Greenwald that does. Greenwald. Now back to Gogan. Right point, Gogan. Wrist shot. Blocked. And a dribble through harmlessly to Rolo. And he holds on for the save. 2:20. Now left in the third period. We'll continue to watch Steve Klein to see if he might be pulled for the extra attacker, but right now, a face-off coming to the left side of Rolo. McGovern, Conrad, and Stevens out for the Panthers. Shot right off the face-off by McGovern. Handled freely by Rolo, and they flip it high in the air and into the Middlebury zone. The puck goes. Romoff. Sends it back. Goes all the way down the ice. Icing waved off, so nothing to worry about there for the Panthers. It does give them a chance, though, to get some numbers into the zone. McGovern and Conrad behind the net, trying to keep it alive. Plattsford not able to get it out. Finally, Middlebury does pass it, but with a high stick as Stevens knocks it down. So stop it in place. And we'll rewind this one. So let's go wondering why the play is coming back in the Plattsburgh zone where the puck was knocked down with a high Middlebury stick. I really don't have much reason to understand that one either. Valeska not very happy. And Bob Emery standing on the top of the boards of his bench. It looks like he's about ready to take a nosedive into the ring. But he's not winning that argument. So with 1:44, the faceoff in the Plattsburgh zone, and Bob Emery is steaming over there. My goodness, you can see the steam rising off the top of his head. Faceoff to the right side of Rolo. Rugold. Sends it over to Visconti. Sends it back, and the Cardinals intercept and bring it back into the Middlebury zone. On the right side, new goal, able to regain control of the puck, sends it down. Rolo makes the save, makes sure he's got it under his blocker mitt, and hangs on for a faceoff with 1 minute and 30 seconds now left in the game. Klein is on the bench, so Middlebury is now pulled. Klein for the extra attacker with 1 minute and 30 seconds left. So Middlebury rolling all the dice for the last goal here with 1:30. Back to the point. Greenwald, this shot goes wide. McClellan, trying to keep it alive, he does. Panthers in front. Good chance there by Newgold, but he stops. Panthers keep the puck alive. Far side, Panthers, Fishman shot, blocked. And the Cardinals able to wrap it down the ice, picking it up. And turning the tide, Greenwald. To Charles, Charles' shot goes into the Plattsburgh zone, less than a minute to play in the contest. Middlebury goal empty. Extra attacker on the ice for the Panthers. Cardinals not letting Middlebury do anything to get a play set up here. 45 seconds left. Cardinals gain control of it. Try a lazy flip shot out and down the ice. That works, and it chases Middlebury all the way back. Greenwald in his own zone. Loses control of the puck to Hermann. 28 seconds left. In front, Radishka had a chance at it, but Middlebury takes the puck away, trying to get it going. Is Stevens, right side into the Plattsburgh zone, 16 seconds left. Panthers desperate for a goal to Greenwald, back at the point. Greenwald keeps it in to Charles. Charles, far side. Fishman can't keep it in. One last chance perhaps for the Panthers, maybe not, as Plattsburgh sends it down the ice. Long pass up ice, and there goes the horn. and the Plattsburgh State Cardinals have defeated Middlebury by a score of 5-4. The Panthers do a magnificent job stepping back into this game with two third-period goals, but it was Quilty at the 14:48 mark that proved the margin of difference, and Middlebury falls in the opening round of the Prime League tournament by a score of 5-4. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
Remember, Foster Motors and Foster Motors, we care.
It's the Black Friday Blockbuster Sales Event at Foster Motors. This month, Foster Motors is going to give you employee pricing on all 2015 and 2016 models in stock, combined with 0% for 75 months on many models, plus huge rebates. Make this the best month of the year. You pay what Foster Motors employees pay. 0% for 75 months available on many 2015 models. Other great rates also available with approved credit. Call Foster Motors at 388-9961 or visit fostermotors.com for more details. Don't miss the Black Friday Blockbuster Sales Event going on now at Foster Motors. Hurry up and check out their inventory online at fostermotors.com or visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
My grandfather once said, people who care build something that people care about. It's not an easy process, let me tell you. But if you take it one brick at a time, the result can be outstanding. Hey everybody, it's Alan Buzz Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And my grandfather was right. You've got to build something that people care about, or it's not even worth it. Over the past year, we've gone through a lot of changes. We've restructured. We're listening to you. We're working with folks, making good deals, good honest deals, changing lives. It's a process, and it definitely takes time. At Poulin Auto Sales and Service, we're building something great, something that our customers care about, and we're inviting you to share in our success. So buy your next pre-owned car or truck at Poulin Auto Sales and Service on Shelburne Road in South Burlington or Eastbury Road in Barrie. Change really is good. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, changing the way you feel about buying a car.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Jim Lower back at Whitesburg Arena here in Northfield, Vermont, where in the opening round of the 18th annual Prime League tournament, Middlebury has fallen to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals by a score of 5-4. The Panthers down by a margin of 4-2 coming into the second, or excuse me, into the third period, did a marvelous job pulling even. They got started on that way when Evan Newgold got a power play goal for the Panthers unassisted at 5:01. For the Panther power play. Let's see if they can take advantage of it to try to narrow this gap. Down 4-2. New goal out on the faceoff. Back to Fishman on the right side. Fishman, far side to Doherty. Doherty to Fishman, top of the slot. One time to New goal. Wide. New goal gets it back. Left point. Vyshko! Evan New goal steps in front of the slot and pops it home. Middlebury claws a little closer. 4-3. That goal, power play goal, coming at the 5:01 mark. And at that point, the Panthers definitely had a lot more zip in their step, finally completing the comeback when at the 13-minute mark, Jake Charles pots the goal from Cisconti and Romoff. Can't keep it in. And the Jar has. Jar turns it over to center end. Cardinals making pain. Yeah, right back in the Middlebury zone. Here we come one more time. Romoff. Ahead to Cisconti. Around the boards. The class. Charles looks to send in front. He got his goal! Jake Charles feathers it in front, and I think maybe Vinny Cisconti will pick up the puck, but it'll be Charles and Cisconti combining, and the Panthers tie it up at the 13-minute mark by a score of 4-4. But that tie was not to last very long. Just 1 minute and 48 seconds later, it was Matt Quilty for the Cardinals scoring the game-winning goal. Panthers trying to dig it out. They do. Unfortunately, goes between the defenseman at the post at the point. And Neary back in his own zone. To Greenwald ahead. To McClellan. McClellan tries to rag the puck in. Around the board to Najjar. Najjar. To McGovern. Stop. Plattsburgh. On the Middlebury line change, over the Middlebury line, they score! Panthers give up the fifth goal on a line change. That one coming at the 14:48 mark. That goal finally given to Quilty proved to be the game winner. Middlebury did pull their goalie, Steve Klein, with about a minute and a half to go in the game. However, that extra attacker not able to be an advantage for the Panthers, and they fall by a score of 5-4 in the opening round of the Primeland Tournament. Coming up next year at Christburg Arena, it will be the Cadets of Norwich against the Camels of Connecticut College. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hey, Martin.
Yes, Kathleen?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because of all the fun toys we have for kids in the store.
Uh-huh.
And toys for pets, too. Listen. They're so much fun.
Yes, dear. For just what you need, from kids' toys to toys for your pets, this holiday season, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower back at Christburg Arena, where the Panthers have fallen to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals by a score of 5-4. The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. The third star of the game, as selected by the press media here at Christburg Arena, was number 17 for Plattsburgh, Anthony Calabrese. No goals or assists on the evening, but a force from the blue line, controlling the puck very nicely for the Cardinals. And for that, he picks up the third star of the game. Second star of the game, Jake Charles. Two goals for the youngster. Did a great job throughout the game. The senior comes away now with a total of three goals on the season. But Jake Charles doing a nice job scoring for the Panthers. And the number one star of the game, it's going to go to number 14 from Plattsburgh, Matt Quilty. His goal at the 14:48 mark, the game-winning goal in the margin of victory as the Cardinals defeat the Panthers by a score of 5-4. Not much time to cry in our beer, though. Tomorrow, 3:30, pregame show, Middlebury against an opponent to be determined. It's either going to be Connecticut College or Norwich University. 3:30, the pregame show, 4 o'clock, they drop the puck. I'll be here with all of the action. And on behalf of my technician, engineer back to studio, Jim Ty, we wish you a pleasant evening. Once more, the score from tonight's game, Plattsburgh 5, Middlebury 4. Good night from Kreisberg Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergents. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.